Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The WHAS 100 celebrates great voices and imaginations from this radio station's history over the last century. One of the most creative people I've ever worked with is a certain Denton Randall. Welcome back to WHAS, Denton.
Well, thank you very much, my dear friend, and congratulations to you and to the station for 100 years of amazing service to Louisville and surrounding environs.
You can hardly see our varicose veins at this point. Had a little surgery. All right, catch me up. Where are you? Where do you live?
Excuse me. I live in South Florida, just a little bit north of Miami, pretty close to the beach. I moved here about 8 years ago, and I'm really glad I did. I love the weather, of course, and it was something of a culture shock for me to move from Louisville to Miami, where there's a much more cosmopolitan mix of people and languages and food, but I really love it here.
Yeah. And a Formula One race that's pretty wild, too. I hope you didn't try to run across the road while that was going on.
No, we stayed away from that. It was pretty crowded and of course, expensive. But it was great fun. But, this is a terrific sports town. As a matter of fact, tonight, I believe, is a Heat playoff game.
Yes.
And a hockey playoff. And the Miami Marlins are playing. So if you're a sports fan, it's a great town.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right. You were at WHAS. You were also on 790. I know you worked multiple signals. But first, let's back up a little bit. You were wildly creative at WEBN in Cincinnati. Are you not the godfather of the Fool's Day Parade?
Well, I'm one of the founders of it. I can't claim credit for it because it was like many of the things at WEBN. It was really a team effort. A lot of people participated in it, and it was a celebration of the foolishness that carried on for almost 20 years. I left Cincinnati and EBN in the mid '80s, but they carried on with the Fool's Parade for quite some time.
Right, and that was a thing that was so well crafted that people would actually show up thinking there was a parade going on.
Yes, thinking it was a parade. There was a little fountain outside the radio station, and the parade circled that fountain just endlessly from, early in the morning till late in the afternoon. And in the beginning, people actually showed up hoping to see the parade, and
sure.
it featured acts like the Our Lady of Perpetual Motion Marching Band.
I went to that school.
Yes.
And Denton, obviously, WEBN had such power in Cincinnati with the rock radio culture. You had to run a lot of rock stars through the radio station as well, or at least meet them backstage and get interviews, right?
Sure.
And that's a different kind of a world.
Well, yeah, and it was fun and in some cases exciting to meet the rock stars, but at the end of the day, they're sort of just people too.
That's right.
And you get them off stage, and the odd thing is that so many of them are uncomfortable anywhere but on stage.
I've noticed that. And nowadays you have to sign an NDA if you can't take your phone to meet anybody. It's a different world now for sure.
Well, yeah.
All right. So you did music radio. Obviously you know all kinds of great eclectic music. I've listened to old tapes of you. And then you did talk radio. That was a completely different turn of events in your life. So how did that feel doing long range talk, long form talk versus playing the hits?
Well, I got to the point where if I had to play Stairway to Heaven one more time, I was going to take my own life, you know. And I'd always had an interest in, you know, politics and public affairs, and followed it closely most of my life. And I had a chance to do talk radio at the old Wacky. Then it became WWKY at 790. And I was there for about a year and a half. And I was sort of where I learned how to do talk radio. The interesting thing, of course, is that one of the other shows on the station was Rush Limbaugh. I did mornings and he did middays.
Yeah.
And then I moved over to WHAS in the mid-90s, and so did Rush Limbaugh.
He missed you.
Yeah, but that was it. You know, I would say he and I worked together at not one but two stations. Of course, he didn't know me and wouldn't want to, but that's okay.
But, you know, that's the thing about radio, whether you're conversing with people about issues, politics, whatever it happens to be, or just playing the tunes that they love. They have an emotional connection. You felt that all through your career, right?
Well, yeah. You know, one of the first things I learned about radio was my very first program director at a little station in North Carolina told me that surveys indicated that ever since radio started, most people listening are listening by themselves. And that suggested to me that what people wanted was company. You know, they wanted good company. They wanted friendly company. And I kept that in mind at every station I worked at and every show that I did. And, you know, tried to keep that in mind and be good company as much as I could be.
All right, like the Johnny Cash song where he's singing off the names of all the cities. I've been to Louisville, Knoxville, Nashville. Da, da, da. What is your resume in terms of cities where you've done radio?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I started off in a small station in North Carolina. Then I did a short stint in my hometown of Los Angeles, then Denver, Colorado, then Cincinnati, Houston, Kansas City, and a short stint in Northern Ohio. And then I came to Louisville, where I stayed for a good long time, you know, about 25 years, actually.
Well, you're a regular trip tick advisor. You could give people advice on traveling around the country.
Town to town and up and down the dial.
But what you find out is people are people, really, wherever you go.
Well, what I discovered was that every place has its powers and pleasures and its frustrations and disappointments, you know, no matter where you go. And, you know, one of the things I miss about Louisville is I had so many good friends there, so many great people. You know, yeah, there's some people who are that I disagree with completely and culturally and politically, but for the most part, you know, the people there were just so sweet and so friendly.
Yeah, I think that's the same feel a lot of people get. Denton, it is great speaking with you again. I'm glad people get to hear your voice. You've got an awesome radio voice and a golden heart.
Well, thank you, my dear friend. And once again, congratulations to WHAS for 100 years of broadcasting excellence. And here's to another 100 years.
That's the way we're hoping for it. I hope you and I are both around to talk about it, brother man. Great talking to you, D. See ya.
Thanks, pal. Bye now.
Denton Randall. Phenomenal radio talent. Just one in a long line of great folks that have been here at WHAS.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.